GBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump says his tariffs on Mexico and Canada will start next month.
We're on time with the tariffs, and it seems like that's moving along very rapidly. We've been mistreated very badly by many countries.
25% tariffs on America's two largest trading partners. Midnight in Washington, D.C. came and went. That was a deadline for 2 million federal employees to report their accomplishments last week after an ultimatum from Elon Musk. And Monday evening, Musk doubling down, posting an exit. Workers will be given another chance, and failure to respond a second time will result in termination. On Monday, the third anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, a controversial U.S.-drafted resolution that does not call out Russian aggression adopted by the United Nations Security Council. In Argentina, hundreds gathered in Buenos Aires to pay and pray for Pope Francis's health and recovery. Many carried posters of the pontiff. This is ABC News. In the high-stakes legal fight, the Associated Press moving forward with its lawsuit against the Trump administration. AP journalists shut out of the White House after they continued to use the name Gulf of Mexico instead of Gulf of America. ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy on ABC's Start Here podcast.
The question now is whether the president has the right to say he doesn't like the reporting of the AP, he doesn't like their editorial decisions, and therefore he has the right to say you can't come in. And that is what is at issue before the court. The judge yesterday denied the request to impose a temporary restraining order, but he also indicated that as this case proceeds, the White House may not be able to, ultimately, to square its move with the First Amendment.
The final results of Iraq's first census in nearly 40 years, released Monday, showing the population has reached 46.1 million in 2009, an unofficial count estimated the population at 31.6 million. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Sturgeon Spirits in Oshkosh, Timekeeper Distillery in Green Bay and Wausau, and Ledge Rock Distillery LLC in Eden. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
The Packers are in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens at the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, where over 300 of the top college football players will work out and interview with teams. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst doing interviews with the media, asked about free agents like defensive end Myles Garrett or wide receiver Davante Adams. A number of Wisconsin Badger players here, like Jack Nelson. College basketball, Wisconsin slipped from 11th to the 12th ranked team in the nation in the AP Top 25 after that loss in overtime to Oregon. They play Washington tonight at the Kohl Center. Marquette now ranked 22nd after losing four of their last six games. They host Providence tomorrow night at 6. The Bucks on the road in Houston tonight against the Rockets. Baseball, Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins says he was taking live batting practice against Freddie Peralta when a fastball struck him just below the right knee, fracturing his shin bone. Perkins expects to be out until early May. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Even bad reviews, word of mouth, and almost a 70% drop-off from its first weekend of release couldn't knock Captain America: Brave New World from number one at the box office. The film took in a little over $28 million at theaters this past weekend to remain atop the feature film leaderboard here in the U.S. The most recent Marvel film has now brought in $141 million domestically after a $100 million-plus opening last weekend. Big drop-offs for Marvel films are becoming a bit of a concern for Disney Studios. Ant-Man and Wasp, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, and Thor, Love and Thunder also saw big drop-offs from weeks 1 to 2. In the number 2 slot this past weekend was The Monkey, a gory thriller which pulled in a little over $14 million in its debut weekend. Another win for Neon Studios, which released the surprise hit Long Legs last year. Rounding out the top 5 were Paddington in Peru, which finished in 3rd place, Dogman was in 4th, and Heart Eyes finished in 5th place. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight and a little patchy fog forming towards dawn. Temperatures in the lower 30s and a west breeze. Any patchy fog giving way to a mix of clouds and sunshine for your Tuesday. Highs in the lower 40s. A little rain and snow mix Tuesday night. Right now it's 40.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, we go overtime with Maggie Dawn, and Harvey K has a toast to Thomas Paine. Plus, how are federal layoffs impacting the great state of Wisconsin? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. And, oh, there we are. And my daily take over at HartmanReport.com today is titled Reichstag Fire 2.0. Will Trump use a crisis to kill democracy? And, basically what I'm saying is get ready. The resistance to the billionaires running our government is building. Bernie Sanders is touring the red state Midwest and drawing massive crowds. Republican politicians are in hiding, refusing to do town halls now after, you know, getting their butts kicked a few times. Federal workers are seriously pissed off. Comrade Krasnov, a.k.a. Trump's poll numbers are collapsing as fast as his embrace of Comrade Putin is growing. Professor Timothy Snyder notes over on Blue Sky, quote, "Nervous Musk, Trump, Vance have all been outclassed in public arguments these last few days. Government failure, stock market crash, and dictatorial alliances are not popular. People are starting to realize that there is no truth here beyond the desire for personal wealth and power." And then James Carville told Dan Abrams that he says, "I believe that this administration in less than 30 days, this should be fewer than, in less than 30 days is in the midst of a massive collapse, and particularly a collapse in public opinion." And as Congressman Ro Khanna said earlier in the program, quoting Abraham Lincoln, "Public opinion is everything." At the same time, 4 Republicans have now thrown Nazi salutes, 3 over the past weekend at CPAC. You know, they think they can overcome their fear of the people by intimidating us. These fascists are getting panicky, and panicky would-be tyrants are dangerous. Now, that said, Thursday is the 92nd anniversary of the February 27, 1933 burning of the German Parliament building, the Reichstagsgebäude. And, this was in the middle of an economic crisis, the Great Depression. And it was done by, allegedly, Dutch communist Marius van der Lubbe, a young man who was alleged to be mentally ill, actually. He tried to attack a couple of other buildings, you know, putting basically Molotov cocktails on the outside of them, unsuccessfully. It didn't catch on fire. And then somebody let him inside the German Parliament building, which had these long halls with old tapestries hanging down the walls, which are very flammable. And he set that thing on fire, and the whole building went up. And when that happened, you know, Hitler knew this was coming. His intelligence services had told him about van der Lubbe. And he had just been chancellor at that point in time for about a month. And, you know, well, actually about 2 months. On the 27th of February, it would have been 2 months. And so he rushed over to the Parliament building and got in front of the media. He was live on the radio all over Germany. He said, "You are now witnessing the beginning of a great epoch in history. This fire is the beginning. It's a sign from God." And he declared an all-out war on terrorism and said that the terrorists who had done the fire were the socialists in the government and the Jews. 2 weeks later, he opened the first detention center in Oranienburg for terrorists. And, of course, the people who went there, who were put there, were mostly the communists and the socialists in the parliament, who he, you know, blamed for the burning of the parliament building. And he said he was doing this in the name of stopping terrorism. Now, Putin did the same thing in 2002 with the Chechens. You know, there was this big, this Moscow theater was seized by Chechen separatists, and Putin had a gas with something like fentanyl in it, some sort of very toxic gas pumped into the theater, killed a bunch of people, but he ended the siege. And that was the thing that gave him the public opinion necessary to just flatten Chechnya and reabsorb it into Russia. It had been part of the Soviet Union. It had been an independent country before that, much like Ukraine. And to clamp down on protest in Russia. You know, starting in 2003, I mean, this is when he went after Mikhail Khodorkovsky, who was the CEO of Lukoil, one of the oligarchs who had supported Putin. But in 2003, he arrested him, and that was kind of the beginning of the massive, you know, repression against the Russian people. So, you know, there's this long history of leaders using attacks on their countries to not just enhance their popularity, but also to pass laws that reduce freedom, essentially. George W. Bush did this after 9/11 with the Patriot Act. Benjamin Netanyahu did it after October 7th in Israel. So the question in my mind is, will there be an attack against the United States? And if so, will Donald Trump use that to declare a national emergency and suspend our Constitution? And I could see it happening very easily. I think it makes perfect sense. And so my argument is that the Democratic Party in particular needs to get ready for this. They need to prepare for this. They need to be talking about this. They need to be planning for what to do should this happen. They were, you know, really not ready for George W. Bush to politicize 9/11, but he did. And they need to be ready for this. So you can read all about it at HartmanReport.com. As I said, it's titled Reichstag Fire 2.0, Will Trump Use a Crisis to Kill Democracy? And the end of it is, you know, stand back and stand by, right? Get ready. Meanwhile, Philadelphia Inquirer columnist Will Bunch says that Elon Musk is now the focus of much of the rage of the country. And he points to the protests happening at Tesla car dealership showrooms around the country. Were you telling me, Sean? Sean was driving by one over the weekend, and there was a whole bunch here in Portland at Tesla dealership, a bunch of people out in front protesting. A 39-year-old social worker, Matt DiCarlo, told Bunch that he was sickened by Musk throwing up the Nazi salute earlier this year. And Will Bunch writes, consider these pickets the first green shoots of an early spring uprising against across America after a winter of discontented hibernation by many of the 78 million who had voted against Trump and his anti-democratic visions. He notes that there have been large protests over the last week by laid-off federal workers, by LGBTQ plus activists in New York City, furious over the scrubbing of transgender references from the Stonewall National Monument, when in fact it was the arrest of a trans person who really started Stonewall. And in Philadelphia, he writes, for the Not My President's Day. So I think it's beginning. Meanwhile, Donald Trump shut down, or is in the process of shutting down, our U.S. military base in Greece, in Alexandroupoli, the city of Alexandroupoli. And this has been a key logistical hub for U.S. and NATO operations in southeastern Europe. And by dismantling this, apparently at the request of Vladimir Putin, according to this report over at defense-blog.com, Press reports highlight the closure is seen as a strategic loss for Greece, particularly in supporting NATO's presence in Eastern Europe. And according to Greek media, Trump's decision to dismantle a military presence in Alexandroupoli came after a joint request from Russian President Vladimir Putin and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Now, of course, Turkey and Greece have been, you know, had a low-level conflict for a long, long time. So here's Donald Trump now starting to take apart NATO. And I have not seen any stories about this on the media, you know, monitoring CNN here in the studio. Right now, Trump is meeting with Macron. But he's not going to listen to Macron, I don't think. I mean, Macron came over here thinking he could talk some sense into Donald. Ain't going to happen. Donald Trump is either terrified of Putin or indebted to Putin or in love with Putin or wants to be Putin or all of the above. But he's not going to undo his abandonment of Ukraine. No chance. So meanwhile, in Germany, the Christian Democratic Union, the CDU, won the elections over the weekend on Sunday. I'll tell you about that, and I want to get into who the CDU is and what it is, and a letter from Senator Chris Murphy right after this break, and then I'll pick up your phone calls. So stay with us. It's 15 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a minute.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. We'll be right back.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
It's almost here. The 7th annual Fox Cities Kids Expo is coming March 1st. It's coming straight to downtown Appleton from 9 until 2 p.m. This gigantic expo has everything you need to entertain your kids. There's going to be fun. There's going to be education. There's going to be adventure. I saw the word dinosaur while I was looking through it. Everyone loves dinosaurs. Don't have to be just a kid for that. Don't judge me. Learn more because there's way too much for 30 seconds by going to wgbw.fm and click events.
Matt Nair on air.
Oh, Randy Manner is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree
yes.
with what it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. So we've cleaned up our diets, we've removed the harsh chemicals from our homes, so why are we still relying on outdated remedies for our health? Let me tell you about the highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. They offer natural, plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even post-workout pain, and they actually work. Get this, 90% of people report better sleep with CBD. That's a big deal. And if you're battling daily stress or trying to ease that nagging pain after exercise, CB Distillery has solutions for that too. Personally, my favorite products are their sleep products. They, particularly the CBN, really works well. Once you try it, you'll wonder how you ever got by without it. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money-back guarantee, you can trust CB Distillery. Look, if you're still turning to remedies straight out of grandma's medicine shelf, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. And right now, you can save 20% with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at cbdistillery.com. That's cbdistillery.com to get 20% with this promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, cbdistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
Leader sees the fear and flame. Democracy's final days. Will history repeat once more? A crisis as the key. Will Trump ignite the fear and doubt to end our liberty? A salute here, a purge begun. Foundations start to shake. The playbook of authoritarian rule. Our freedom's now at stake. Will history repeat once more? A crisis as the key. Will Trump ignite? Our liberty. From Moscow's theaters to towers tall.
23 minutes past the hour. So the Christian Democratic Union won the elections in Germany over the weekend on Sunday. And there was, you know, multiple days of voting before that because much of Germany votes by mail. Friedrich Merz is the leader of the center-right Christian Democratic Union, and he's going to be the new prime minister of, or chancellor, I don't know what title they use for the head of Germany these days, but he's the leader of the party, and he's going to be the head of the head of Germany. And first of all, what's the CDU, you know, the Christian Democratic Union? They're replacing Mr. Otto Schulz's party.
This is a the center right in Germany means that, you know, they're in favor of low taxes. They're in favor of minimal regulation, not radical stuff. This is, by the way, the CDU is like the Mitt Romney Republicans or the John McCain Republicans. They're also in favor of limiting immigration, and with the million immigrants that they have in Germany, requiring them to take German language courses and integrate into German society, which is a whole lot more rational than Trump's deport them all, right? So, and they want to limit dual citizenship to exceptional cases. So, and they're all in favor, by the way, of a European Green New Deal. They're all in favor of keeping a national healthcare system. They're all in favor of paying young people to go to college instead of charging them. I mean, you know, so we would call them radical lefties, but in Europe, they're, or in Germany, they're considered center right. But Friedrich Merz, this is what he had to say. He said, my absolute priority will be to strengthen Europe as quickly as possible so that step by step we can really achieve independence from the USA. He said, I never thought I would have to say something like this on a television program, but after Donald Trump's statements last week, at the latest, it is clear that the Americans, at least this part of the Americans, this administration, are largely indifferent to the fate of Europe. He went on to say, I have absolutely no illusions about what is happening from America. Just look at the recent interventions in the German election campaign by Mr. Elon Musk. That is a unique event. The interventions from Washington were no less dramatic and drastic and ultimately outrageous than the interventions we have seen from Moscow. My absolute priority now is to create unity in Europe. So that's what is happening in Europe, and I see it as a good sign. Meanwhile, Senator Chris Murphy writes a long letter. I found it over on Democratic Underground this morning. I'm not sure if it's still up there, but it is, it's a barn burner. And basically what he's pointing out is that last night, in the dark of night on a Sunday night, the Republicans began trying to push through a $4 trillion tax cut for billionaires through the Senate. And the Democrats stayed there all night offering amendment after amendment after amendment. One of the amendments said, no tax cuts for anybody who has over $1 billion. Every Republican voted against it. I mean, it's just wild stuff, right? He said, we made them vote on whether or not Elon Musk and Doge should have a limitless access to Americans' personal data. Republicans voted against it. We made them vote on whether to protect IVF and require insurers to cover it. Republicans voted against it. He said, every single amendment Democrats proposed was shot down. And, you know, this he talks about the corruption and theft that's happening here. He said the votes lasted until 5 a.m. He says this is a five-alarm fire. He said, I don't think we have 2 years to plan and fight back. I think we have months. It's still in our power to stop the destruction of our democracy with mass mobilization and effective opposition. So we can't miss any opportunity to take advantage of opportunities to put Republicans on the record and shine a light. God bless you, Chris Murphy. That's incredible. So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls right after this. It's 27 minutes past the hour. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Your call's up next. Stick around. We'll be right back.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump says his tariffs on Mexico and Canada will start next month.
We're on time with the tariffs, and it seems like that's moving along very rapidly. We've been mistreated very badly by many countries.
25% tariffs on America's two largest trading partners. Midnight in Washington, D.C. came and went. That was a deadline for 2 million federal employees to report their accomplishments last week after an ultimatum from Elon Musk. And Monday evening, Musk doubling down, posting an exit. Workers will be given another chance, and failure to respond a second time will result in termination. On Monday, the third anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, a controversial U.S.-drafted resolution that does not call out Russian aggression adopted by the United Nations Security Council. In Argentina, hundreds gathered in Buenos Aires to pay and pray for Pope Francis's health and recovery. Many carried posters of the pontiff. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Awards season is in the home stretch, with the Oscars less than a week away. The 2025 Screen Actors Guild Awards are in the books and could give us some hints for next week's Oscar broadcast. Timothée Chalamet and Demi Moore took home the awards for Best Male and Female Actor in a Leading Role in the Feature Film category. Conclave won the Outstanding Performance by a Cast in a Motion Picture. Outstanding Performance by a Supporting Actress went to Zoe Saldana for Emilia Perez. Kieran Culkin won Outstanding Performance by a Supporting Actor for his role in A Real Pain. Outstanding Performance by a lead actor in a limited series went to Colin Farrell for his role in The Penguin, and Jessica Gunning won the same award for her role in Baby Reindeer. Switching to comedy, Jean Smart took home the Best Female Acting Award for Hacks, and Martin Short won in the same category for a male actor for Only Murders in the Building. Only Murders also won Best Ensemble in a Comedy. Outstanding Performance by an Ensemble in a Drama Series went to Shogun. Not a huge surprise there. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Packers are in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. At the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, where over 300 of the top college football players will work out and interview with teams, Packers GM Brian Gutekunst, doing interviews with the media, asked about free agents like defensive end Myles Garrett or wide receiver Davante Adams. A number of Wisconsin Badger players here, like Jack Nelson. College basketball, Wisconsin slipped from 11th to the 12th ranked team in the nation in the AP Top 25 after that loss in overtime to Oregon. They play Washington tonight at the Kohl Center. Marquette now ranked 22nd after losing four of their last six games. They host Providence tomorrow night at 6. The Bucks on the road in Houston tonight against the Rockets. Baseball, Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins says he was taking live batting practice against Freddie Peralta when a fastball struck him just below the right knee, fracturing his shin bone. Perkins expects to be out until early May. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight and a little patchy fog forming towards dawn. Temperatures in the lower 30s and a west breeze. Any patchy fog giving way to a mix of clouds and sunshine for your Tuesday. Highs in the lower 40s. A little rain and snow mix Tuesday night. Right now it's 40.
The The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends. Period.
That is so well put.
Matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
You know, Harvey, the seemingly purposeful no action. What's your sense on the leadership in the Dem Party right now, Harv?
I'm ashamed of them. What did Trump have on all these people?
Yeah, right.
That we get this kind of silence. Will the Democratic leadership figure out that it's their task to start articulating a Democratic, small d, Democratic vision and project that these people can rally behind? Bam.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Maggie Dawn.
Superintendent Brittany Kinzer is endorsed by Moms for Liberty. What threats are posed to your kids' education by the candidate for the superintendency? We discuss with Dan Schaefer at 2:30.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
In happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. They even have an 800 number you can call to talk with a real human being with questions on usage, recipes, or ingredients. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with their special link, which you can get where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. So to get those discounts, go to getnativepath.com/Hartman. G-E-T, getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Promises of progress, but the fire starts to form. They smile with sharp intentions. Their words a deadly game. And every inch you give them, they set your soul aflame. They'll dress up lies as compromise, but the truth is razor thin. You think you've won a battle, but the war is where they feeds on fear and power. Evil doesn't compromise, it devours. They dangle poison carrots.
Welcome back. 36 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Army in Lutz, Florida. Is that with an M or an N? Army? Or Arnie?
Army. Army.
Oh, with an M.
Double
okay.
E.
Okay. What's up, Army?
I agree with you. Time is of the essence to mobilize quickly. I mean, there's absolute corruption, and as the saying goes, absolute corruption corrupts absolutely.
Yeah.
This Doge thing is just another way to accelerate the destruction of the three-party, you know, three branches of government under the Constitution. And I'm of the opinion that we really need to get out there. Maybe guerrilla art would be one of the best vehicles to send out flyers, bombard the Congress with comments with a flyer, you know, saying, you know, do you want to work yourself out of a job?
Yeah.
And ask other poignant questions. I mean, you know, the NRA, under the Second Amendment, mobilized their memberships to write letters. You know, it's not useful to have, you know, these generated petitions, online petitions. That really doesn't work. They want individuals. They will respond. Yeah. Individuals.
I agree, Army, and I think that, you know, if you have the ability to create posters or flyers, by all means, go for it, or call Congress or send them postcards or show up at, you know, local meetings or reach out to the local office of your members of Congress. In particular, I think right now it's important to reach out to Republicans. Army, thank you. That was great. Kenyatta in Los Angeles. Hey, Kenyatta, what's on your mind today? How you doing, my friend?
Funny.
I'm okay, Tom. I'm glad. I hope you and Louise are well. It's just funny that this call would come after someone by the name of Army, because that's kind of what I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay, go for it.
But a different Army. When you connected the dots perfectly, Tom. When I heard Friday night that Donald Trump had fired the Joint Chiefs, only the second black man ever hold that position other than Colin Powell, it shook me to my core.
Yeah.
You know, on the campaign trail, Donald Trump, showed his, constantly talked about his adoration for this Raising Cane, and he would say, that's the guy I want. So now that he's decapitated the entire leadership of the military, I think that it's very much in the cards that he is going to either foment something domestically or internationally to cause some type of crisis that will suspend the Constitution. Now, throw in the fact that he talked about having a third term. You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no, I think it's all of one thing. I agree with you.
And then, Ben, think about what he said about turning the West Bank and Gaza into, Gaza Lago, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And that has upset people around the world and put a big target on the back of the United States.
Yep.
You know, this is all a little too convenient. You know, when Hegsmith, and I did want to point this out, Tom, when Hegsmith said in that interview that the first thing you've got to do is fire the Joint Chiefs, and everyone that had anything to do with this DEI woke SHI word. And of course, we know what woke and DEI, what the real meaning of that is.
They're Republicans' way of using the N-word. Yeah, I got it.
What's really dangerous about that, Tom, is not just at the leadership level, but anyone that's ever been in a military or paramilitary organization knows that anti-black racism in those organizations is very high, higher than it is in the aggregate. The message that is being sent to the rank and file is really, really dangerous, Tom.
Yeah.
It really is.
I agree.
Lastly, I wanted to talk about Trump's what I call KKK, Ku Klux Cabinet. Bondi, Patel, Musk, and the rest of his KKK. I would like to caution them with the words of Confucius. Before you embark upon a journey of revenge, two graves.
Yeah, there you go. And I don't know if you've addressed this in your great Substack newsletter, Kenyatta, that people can find at substack.com by plugging your name in. But I don't think you have, because I read it whenever it arrives. But, I get about 500 emails a day. I miss stuff from time to time. But are you familiar with the difference in accomplishments between C.Q. Brown, the black guy that Trump just fired as our Joint Chiefs of Staff, the 4-star general, and the 3-star retired National Guard guy that they, Raising Cane that he replaced him with?
Well, I think you just pointed out the most distinct one is a 4-star general, one is a 3-star, and never in the history, of the United States has a 3-star general been head of the Joint Chiefs.
I have to give him a promotion, actually, to make him eligible. But C.Q. Brown was the guy who came up with how to destroy ISIS. He was in charge of our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. I forget which theater it was. And he said, because they had been going after ISIS as if it was a military or an insurgency. And he said, no, this is a country. You have to think of it as a country. And
that's
so you
right.
have to go after their you have to go after their banking, and you have to go after their political infrastructure and destroy and kill their political infrastructure. And so the United States military completely recalibrated their strategy against ISIS and did what C.Q. Brown said and destroyed ISIS. This is the guy who ended ISIS. I mean, he's not just one of the most decorated, combat pilots and 4-star generals in history. He's brilliant, and he gets fired because he's got brown skin. And the guy who gets brought in with white skin is only a 3-star general who's never done anything other than be a fighter pilot and work his way up through the ranks in the damn National Guard.
Well,
Guard, but you get what I'm saying here.
Of course. And I didn't tell you that normally the Joint Chiefs chairman stays on even when administrations change.
Yes,
this is almost unheard of.
Yep.
Yep. And to the best of my knowledge, it's never happened before. I agree. This is just, you know, racism on display. And, you know, and Trump is not even, he doesn't even bother to hide it anymore. They're proud of it. They, as you pointed out, their attacks on DEI and diversity and just like the old attacks on CRT, this is all code for the N-word. Kenyatta, it's always great to hear from you. I appreciate the call. I got to move along, but thank you.
Take care, sir.
You betcha. You too. Stefan in Mentor, Ohio. Hey, Stefan, what's on your mind today?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. Can you hear me, Tom?
Yes, I can, Stephanie. What's on your mind? Or Stephanie?
Well, I was. You. That's perfectly good. I am interested in finding out how local communities are not being made aware of where the people are starting to gather. In the local communities, like downtown Cleveland, or in Mentor here, or
by gather, do you mean to protest?
Yes.
Uh huh. Okay. Well, if you want to find the protest, there's two websites to check out. One is indivisible.org, and the other is 5050.one. fifty.one. And those two websites are the principal organizing platforms or hubs for protests all across the nation. So I would check those things out. Stefan, thank you for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where smart people get their news. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
45 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you, fair and only slightly unbalanced. Back with your calls.
Recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is Shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. You know, we're all just human. I don't always eat healthy. You don't always eat healthy. That's why doctors created Field of Greens. A delicious glass of Field of Greens daily is like nutritional armor for your body. It's a dried fruit and vegetable powder you mix with water. It is absolutely delicious. Each fruit and vegetable was doctor selected for a specific health benefit. There's a heart health group, lungs and kidney group, metabolism, even healthy weight. I love the energy I get with Field of Greens, but most of all, I love the confidence that even if I have a cheat day or binge out on cookies or something, I can enjoy it guilt-free because of Field of Greens. It's the nutrition my body needs every day. And only Field of Greens makes you this better health promise. Your doctor will notice your improved health or you get your money back. So let me get you started with my special discount. I've got you 20% off your first order. Just use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com to get that 20% discount on your first order. You got to try this stuff. That's code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com.
Tower and the common folk crawl. They cut through the safety nets we all depend to hand out tax breaks to their billionaire friends. They call it freedom, but the cost of seeing trading food for fortunes and hope for a dream. The people's voice grows quiet, the power shifts. Oligarchy rises on the back of their gifts. This is how oligarchy works. Robbing the people while the wealthy smirk. It's the art of the deal, but the price is steep. Sell it on democracy while the billionaires reap. We say it's trickle down, but the wells run dry while families struggle. Billionaires fly. Fox News whispers.
52 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Art in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Hey, Art. Thanks for listening to WEEC. What's on your mind today?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Tom. Along the same lines that you were just talking about on the break there, I think last week I heard that the magazine The Nation had an article. I don't know the author, but he dealt with the fact that he thought that there was too much congeniality on Capitol Hill. Yeah. And the Democrats ought to start being a lot more oppositional personally.
Yep.
With the Republicans.
I agree. Although I suspect that
the days of Democrats and Republicans working together. I mean, it was Newt Gingrich who segregated the House and Senate dining rooms. You know, prior to Gingrich, they would just all sit together. Since Gingrich, there's basically Republicans on one side, Democrats on the other. I don't know if they have always been segregated in their normal seating on the floor of the House and Senate. I believe it's been that way for a long, long time. But, I'm with you. It's time for Democrats to start viewing these people as the enemy, because they are the enemy of democracy right now. They are not interested in serving this country. They are interested in serving Donald Trump and their own political futures and their own financial fortunes. Art, thank you. Well said. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, not too much, Tom. Thanks to Kenyatta real quick for giving me Gaza Lago and Ku Klux Cabinet. That's great.
It is.
And I can add to what both of you were saying. Believe it or not, Tom, I finally can add something to the group discussion. Hey, this General Kane, I thought something was weird about that, right? But I didn't want to prejudge. Look, of course, I can't believe Donald Trump relieved C.Q. Brown. I mean, it's the tackiest, most vulgar thing. But C.Q. Brown, his claim to fame is really India-Pacific, or the Indo-Pacific pivot. Even Joe Biden supported that. And frankly, Donald Trump said he did, but I should have known he was lying. General Kane is on the board of Voyager. Voyager is a space exploration company, and it also does defense stuff. Look, Tom, here's how Trump is going to do his enabling act. They need to clear out space, the weaponization of space by China and Russia. Those are unmanned platforms, okay? Elon Musk is the one that convinced Trump to get Kane. They are going to clear those out, thinking there will be no consequences. Russia is doing hybrid warfare. I don't have time to explain it, but the bottom line is Russia is more than likely going to send a drone swarm against something they think won't really, you know, rattle our chain too much. But it's, look, America cannot withstand that many casualties.
Like what? Where?
In Russia. Well, this is the problem. Okay, here's the thing. It will probably be, because Russia said they reserve the right to attack anything where it originates, where the attack originates. Now,
grounds for Ukraine, in other words?
No. Anything that attacks their space platforms is going to originate in an urban area, okay, because you have to have a lot of computer stuff. Now, Russia is not known for their accuracy, Tom. They think we're going to react like Ukraine. We will not. We will react in a way that will trigger their Nazi button. They will see America and Trump. You're going to see the biggest divorce in human history, all right? Yeah. I'm afraid what I've always been afraid of from the beginning is Russia is grossly underestimating the response of the United States, and it is going to look like we are doing World War III on them. And Putin will have no choice. He will be voluntold by the Kremlin to push the freaking button. Any more than that, you're just going to have to ask me questions.
There's a hot link off Drudge today to an article. I think it's on the, it's one of the UK newspapers. It might be the Telegraph or the Mirror, whatever it is, about how does it play out if Putin decides that he's going to throw nuclear missiles at the United States and the UK. And the UK does not have the anti-missile capability to stop it, which is just wild. Dave, thanks for the call. Lana, Diane, Marie, CJ, all the folks here on hold, my apologies. We'll get to you tomorrow. Thanks so much for being with us today. I truly appreciate it. And for sharing the good word about our program and other good progressive media out there with your friends and neighbors and relatives. Don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automated repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's
the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Tuesday's show, we welcome Zane Statz, a local graphic designer, painter, and incredible mural artist.
Plus, Harriet Redmond stops by to fill us in on the Fox Cities Kids Expo that takes place this Saturday.
Join us.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. The Doge deadline is come and gone. A new post on X from Elon Musk Monday night, telling federal workers to send that email listing their accomplishments last week or face termination. The deadline was midnight Eastern, and that's passed.
Some Republicans on Capitol Hill expressing concern. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski writing on social media, if Elon Musk truly wants to understand what federal workers accomplished over the past week, he should get to know each department and agency and learn about the jobs he's trying to cut.
ABC's Mary Bruce. After holding talks at the White House, President Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron say there is a path to peace in Ukraine. Paris was among the cities Monday night marking 3 years since Russia's invasion, lighting up the Eiffel Tower in the colors of Ukraine's flag. Crowd gathering to pray the